Barack Obama and his wife Michelle have given their formal backing to the bid by Kamala Harris to become the next US president. The endorsements came as the Harris campaign prepared for what it termed a weekend of action with a string of events across battleground states. Opinion polls suggest that the current vice president has narrowed the gap with Donald Trump. This morning's statement was accompanied by a video of Ms. Harris taking a phone call from the Obamas.
I can't have this phone call without saying to my girl Kamala, I am proud of you. This is going to be historic.
We called to say Michelle and I couldn't be prouder to endorse you and to do everything we can to get you through this election and into the Oval Office.
Oh my goodness. Michelle, Barack, this means so much to me.
Well, for more, we can talk to White House columnist with The Hill, Niall Stanage. Niall, the fact that the Obamas held back until now, was that because they favoured an open contest or was it part of a plan?
It was reportedly because they did favour an open contest. But of course, Rachel, nobody credible came forward to challenge Kamala Harris for the Democratic nomination. I think also as a former president, President Obama has reluctance to be seen to be closing off such a contest too early. I don't think he wanted to be seen to be putting a thumb on the scales in that way. But I don't think it was necessarily a specific resistance to the candidacy of Kamala Harris.
Even a week ago, following those triumphant scenes at the Republican convention, there was a view that the Democrats were divided over how to proceed. So what has changed?
Well, I mean, the primary thing that has changed, obviously, is President Biden stepping aside from his re-election bid, the first incumbent president since Lyndon Johnson in 1968 to do so. Then Kamala Harris came forward instantly. She rolled up a lot of endorsements. As I just noted, nobody came to oppose her on the Democratic side. So I think that Democrats are desperate to put this period of disunity and near despair behind them, really get behind Harris because, whatever her strengths and weaknesses, she is the only vehicle by which they can defeat Donald Trump in November.
As you talk about those strengths and weaknesses, so far, how has the Trump campaign responded to Kamala Harris? What's their main line of attack been?
They are really seeming to try to figure that out. Still, one line of attack is to try to cast the vice president as more liberal than President Biden and as outside of the American mainstream. We'll see how that goes. Another point which I think maybe is undercovered outside the US, Rachel, is immigration is a massive issue here and a negative one electorally from the Democrats. The vice president was put in charge of a certain element of immigration early in the Biden presidency, and the Trump campaign certainly trying to tie her as closely as possible to that because they believe they can wring political advantage from doing so.
There's also been quite a bit of focus over the past few hours on what she's been saying about Gaza following her meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yes, that's right. I mean, she has called for the war to end there. She gave remarks talking about the suffering of the Palestinians, the suffering of the people in Gaza. She said, "I will not be silent." Now, I think her remarks were tonally different from what we typically hear from President Biden. I think she appeared more anguished about Palestinian suffering than he typically does. But that does not, of course, necessarily presage any change in policy, even if she is elected in November.
I saw this morning that Donald Trump's advisors are saying that he's no longer committed to a second presidential debate. When's that debate due to be held?
So if they stuck with the original Biden-Trump schedule, mm-hmm. the second debate would have happened in September. As you say, the Trump campaign now signalling that it may pull out of that. I would say it's almost impossible to predict what Donald Trump is going to do in any given situation. It may be that he has a reluctance to debate Harris. It may also be that he's trying to build suspense, as he tended to do ever since his reality show days, for a kind of big showdown. But yes, you're of course factually correct to say the Trump campaign is no longer committed to that debate.
National opinion polls are one thing. I suppose the big question is how the candidacy of Kamala Harris is likely to be received in a handful of battleground states.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, this election will be decided by about six states, three of which are in the so-called Rust Belt, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Explaining exactly the demographics there would take a long time, but Kamala Harris is slightly more competitive in the polls we have seen so far. We probably need a little bit longer to see those polls settle. There is an argument that she can do better at mobilizing the black vote, which is, of course, very important to Democrats, and also appealing to female voters, not only because she would be the first female president, but because she has been to the fore on the reproductive rights issue. On the other hand, some of these places are pretty socially conservative, and there is a question about whether she could be weighed down by things that are not her fault, but the consequence of voter biases against perhaps electing a black woman as president.
Niall, thank you very much. Niall Stanage there in Washington.